And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Here's the shop, Ryan. We're trying on three wedding suits in different styles.
I've never worn a suit before, Mario. Never needed to. I hope I scrub up okay. I don't want to let you down, you know, as your best man.
Ah, don't stress, dude. You won't. You're the perfect choice. Well, the only choice, if I'm honest. It's not like I've got a brother who could do it.
Yeah, we're both only children who didn't have to share our toys. Maybe that's why we get on.
Yeah, you do say some weird stuff, dude, but that's why I like you. You're a philosopher.
Maybe, but I'm not a talker. I'm dead worried about my best man speech. I can't think of anything to say apart from Sam's hot and you're lucky.
Well, that's a good start. You could throw in a few stories about the band.
Oh, yeah, excellent idea.
Anyway, you're not the only one who's nervous.
What? About the wedding?
Not the wedding, the stag do.
Oh, don't be, mate. I'm not planning anything dodgy. I promise not to leave you tied to a lamppost or anything. Sam would kill me if I ruin a big day.
Well, that's a relief. Right, what do you reckon of this grey suit?
Suits you, sir. Hides all your imperfections.
Ha! What imperfections? Not very rock and roll, though, is it?
Nah. The blue one with the drainpipe trousers is funkier.
You're right. And it looks good on you, too. Makes you look buff, when we both know you're not.
Jordan's got no complaints.
Oh, too much information. Right, we're out of here. Let's pay and then go grab a beer.
Hi, Carmella. Hi, Vicky. It's nice to be back in my favourite cafe.
Hi, Heather. How are things in your new place?
Fine. But now I'm settled, I need a new challenge. So I'm starting up a community radio station.
We had heard rumours.
Radio Huntsford. That's it, isn't it?
That's right. Anyway, I wondered if you two ladies would like to do a regular cookery slot.
What? In here?
Yes. Yes, like an outside broadcast. It would be good publicity for your clean eating campaign.
I should say so. It'd really help put us on the map and attract new customers.
We've got a lot of other commitments, though, like our outdoor catering.
True, but it'd raise our profile in the community, which would bring us more profit in the long run.
You could be right, but what about the practicalities? We'll need a sound engineer and stuff like that.
Adam and I will sort out the technical side of things. All you need to do is to decide on one recipe for each programme, then we describe how to cook it.
I suppose we would be helping making Huntsford healthy.
Oh, wow, Carmella. That's brilliant. You've just come up with the perfect title for our new cookery series, Making Huntsford Healthy.
Okay, then. You've sold it to me. We'll give it a go.
Good decision, boss.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you, Carmella. You won't regret it.
Come in, Alistair. Don't make the place look untidy by hanging around outside.
You'd better show some respect, young Chantel, or I might not give you this rather nice bottle of champagne.
Oh, goodness, Alistair. That must have cost a fortune. What are we celebrating?
That lovely new set of wheels on your driveway. Very nice. Tinted windows and luxury leather seats. Do they have a built-in massage function?
They do, actually. I figured I spend enough time at work massaging other people, so now my car can return the favour.
Very funny. I love your sense of humour, my dear. Seriously, though, that luxury SUV must have cost you a pretty penny.
You're right. But I've been saving up for ages, and the business is doing well, so it's time I treated myself. Why not grab the good things in life while you can?
Talking of which, I also got you these.
Oh, what beautiful flowers. Oh, thank you so much.
Some roses for my rose.
OMG, Alistair, that's so cheesy.
Yeah, afraid so. Something smells good.
I've made a Thai curry.
I wasn't talking about the food. Your perfume is divine.
You're being very romantic all of a sudden.
I'll let me continue by opening the champagne. Here's to Friday night.
Cheers.
And the good news is, I don't have to rush off. I'm not working this weekend.
Lucky you. I have to be up early for work tomorrow.
Then we had better have dinner soon, so we can get an early night.
Sam, you got the details of that townhouse we viewed?
Right here, Mario. Waterside Row, a prestigious development offering stunning views across the river and water meadows beyond.
Not the most original name, is it? I'd have called it Die Cut.
Why? That's a daft name.
Well, there was an old dye works there before. Closed down years ago, before I was born. Mum says the river used to go all weird colours and it stank.
Ew.
Well, the building was going to be converted to flats and then it accidentally burnt down.
Accidentally on purpose so they could build Waterside Row.
Exactly. Anyway, enough history. What did you think of that townhouse?
Oh, loved the bathroom.
Me too. Matching taps, a shower that works, and a toilet that flushes properly.
Plus an ensuite to the master bedroom, and the kitchen was something else.
Top quality fittings, Mum would approve.
The layout's great, and there's so much storage space. No more stuff piling up on the worktops.
The riverside terrace is brilliant too.
Yeah, we could eat out there in the summer.
Should we do it then? Put down a deposit?
Are you sure we can afford it?
Yeah. We don't have to pay for the wedding venue now, and the royalties are coming in very nicely.
In that case, let's do this.
Great. I'll email the sales office now.
People are going to wonder how we can afford it.
So, let them talk.
Fiona's in the toilet again, Alison, throwing up.
I know, Laura, I can hear her. I suggested to Raymond that I take on some of her management tasks.
She could do with the help. The sickness is really knocking her out.
Not to mention the baby brain. I don't know how many times I've had to pick up something she's forgotten.
So, what did Raymond say?
He said, and I quote, "We shouldn't dilute her role when she's suffering."
Well, he is Fiona's business partner.
And I'm only the hired help.
Funny how he seems to be covering for her, though. Almost protecting her.
You don't think? He's become more than a business partner.
What do you mean?
Well, I asked Fiona who the father was. All she would say is that it's someone she trusts.
That figures. They've known each other for a long time, and Raymond's looking quite buff these days.
And Charlotte's down in London a lot, so Raymond's often at home alone.
So they wouldn't have had to resort to the wavelength storeroom.
I wish you hadn't put that image in my head. But you're right, they've had plenty of opportunities.
Do you think Charlotte suspects anything?
I haven't the foggiest, and we're speculating. We'd best keep our suspicions to ourselves. If we're right and Charlotte finds out...
Doesn't bear thinking about.
Hello, Heather. Hi, Adam. Can I join you for a minute?
Of course, Raymond.
What can we do you for?
Well, it's about the community radio station.
Thank you for persuading Charlotte to do the MP's phone-in.
No problem. I think she's quite looking forward to it. Adam, when you were round the other evening, you mentioned a provisional schedule.
Yes, we've mapped out the general shape of things, but we're still open to ideas from anyone in Huntsford who'd like to get involved.
Have you got something you'd like to do, or you think we should do?
Have you thought about showcasing local writing talent? You know, short stories, plays, comedy, poems, that sort of thing.
That's a great idea. Do you know of any local writers?
Well, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I was a fairly handy penman when I was at school. My teacher reckoned I could do English at university.
So why didn't you?
Well, Mum and Dad had the salon, so I decided to go into hairdressing. You know, family business and all that.
But you're still doing some writing on the side?
Yeah, I'll get lots of ideas from the salon. That Vidal Sassoon had the right idea. Writing his memoirs. Must have made a fortune.
You're not writing your memoirs?
I'm not too sure we could fit something in like that.
No, that's for when I retire. But I do still will the old quill. Poems are my thing.
Really?
Yeah. There was an old farmer from Greece who did unspeakable things to his geese. He went too far with his budgerigar, and now the parrots called the police. I think them up when I'm doing someone's hair and scribble them down in my break.
Sounds interesting. Email a few and we'll have a look at them.
Season 5, Episode 17 was written by Gene Fairbairn and 18, Tim Latham. Mario was played by Tony Irving, Ryan Stuart Nunn, Heather Wendy Underwood, Carmella Fiona Fish, Vicky Elaine Lambdin, Alistair Patrick Ruddy, Chantel Becky Zarati, Sam Chloe Fagan Webb, Alison Jane McCurcher Kay, Laura Carol Hooper, Raymond Ben West, Heather Wendy Underwood, and Adam Steve Kay. Post-production engineer Sue Wadwell Smith. Sounds HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Huntsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell Smith, Huntsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.